DrivenBySuccess.com. This is Carlos Castellanos. Today we're going to be talking about a couple of roadblocks that might be holding you back. And to join me is my buddy Bob Ostrom. How are you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine, thanks, Carlos. Hey, so we're going to be doing a little series of mini episodes here to try to address a couple of things that we've been talking about. One of the things that happens with Carlos and I is we get on these conversations and get into these heavy topics, and we get to the end of the topic and we think, man, you know, we should have just recorded that. So today we're recording that.
Yeah. What I wanted to talk about today, Bob, was what I think is probably the number one roadblock that that I think we all struggle with. And that is the level of commitment we bring to the table on those things that we say we want the most. For example, I mean, you know, I've spoken to a lot of freelancers and in the last few months, and you know, a lot of them want a lot of things. They want more money. They want more clients. Obviously, they want to stay busier. They want better projects. But you know, they're not really doing the things necessary to get there. And it's not because they, for the most part, not because they don't know what to do or what they need to be doing. A lot of them know they need to be marketing and they need to be putting themselves out there more than they're doing now. In some cases, they're not doing it at all. They're relying on word of mouth or something like that. So they're putting the onus on someone else to bring them work. And the thing is that, you know, if you know what your outcome is, if you know where you want your business to be, you, and there's certain actions that you know you need to be taking and you're not taking them, then you're not committed to the process. It's really that simple. And there are different reasons why we don't commit, you know, to the process. And we'll talk about that later. But really the number one roadblock is that lack of commitment. You know, a lot of people that I've spoken to in the last few months have expressed that they want to like raise their rates, and they, you know, they know they're not charging enough. They know in their gut they're not charging enough. And since the George Coghill interview where he mentioned that he had, you know, from one day to the next, he just kind of tripled his rates. I know, you know, there's a lot of people that are listening to this that would also like to increase their rates, and they haven't taken action to do that. You know, and really raising your rates isn't a complicated thing. It's not like you have to go take some workshop on raising your rates. If you know you're undervaluing your work and your time, then raise your rates. The next client that calls you or walks through your door, quote a higher rate.
So rather than sort of sitting there wringing your hands and saying, oh, I wish I would have done that, or I should have done that, or I know I have to do that, it's going to be about doing that.
And if you're not doing it, you know, figuring out why. You know, commitment's a tricky thing. I mean, there's different levels of commitment. You know, there's a casual commitment, you know, where you can say, okay, yeah, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to do. But then, you know, as soon as something uncomfortable comes up or something that challenges your belief system a bit, you bail. And listen, you know, we've all been there, right? I mean, it's something that we all deal with. You know, our subconscious tries to protect us from failure. If we're trying something new that we're not good at, it's going to find something else less threatening for us to do. So, you know, just being aware of that is a big part of it. You know, you don't need to beat yourself up over it. Just acknowledge what's happening and try to figure out why you're avoiding doing the things that you need to do. And then, you know, go at it again. And, you know, persistence is a big thing here. But I mean, for me, I mean, my subconscious is my worst enemy. I mean, you know, it would totally convince me to be doing something totally non-threatening that I don't need to be doing at all, just to keep me from doing something that I really need to do.
You know, the reason I'm laughing is because I remember early on you and I were talking, and I had mentioned that I wanted to rebuild my website. And, you know, this is like the third time I'm getting ready to rebuild it. And so Carlos called me on it. He's like, you don't need to rebuild your website. You need to get onto, you know, this stuff talking about.
Yeah, but, you know, but that's the thing. I mean, we all do that. The thing that you're avoiding is most likely the thing that you have to do most.
Right. You know, that's funny because that little seminar that we went to in Orlando, that was pretty much the topic of the day, you know.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's not always easy for us to recognize it in ourselves. It's very easy for us to recognize it in others, which is why, you know, you and I really are speak highly of getting accountability partners and someone to really hold your feet to the fire. Because we do tend to have blinders on when it comes to our own personal, conduct. But we're able to see, the elements and what other people are doing.
Okay. Yeah. And another thing that I wanted to bring up real quick is this quite possibly is going to be a hurdle, for you guys that, you may, for some reason or another, not want to jump over. This is usually a difficult thing for most people to address, which is why they tend to put it aside. Yeah. I mean, that's my feeling on it, So let's say that, one of the things you hate the most is that you have to make cold calls or something, And so you avoid that like the plague, right? But these are big things that are going to change your business for you too.
When I started out, in freelancing, I started out of college. Just to give you a little background story. Yep. I started out of college and I had an illustration instructor of mine actually helped me start freelancing. So he wasn't giving me projects to do or assignments to do. He graded me on freelancing. So he helped me set up my portfolio and showed me how to go out and meet clients and so forth. So I started out doing that. But even though I had that mentoring and that kind of guidance, 8 months, 9 months, 12 months, I don't recall what it was down the road, I ended up taking a regular 9-to-5 job as an art director somewhere. Right. I was at a packaging company. And got really frustrated with that because I didn't like working for others. I was really kind of, I pretty much had an unemployable personality.
Wait, let's call it an entrepreneur.
Okay, let's go there. But, it's not that I didn't play well with others. It's just that I always, when I wanted to work on my own thing, mm-hmm. I really dreaded having to go into work and work on somebody else's crap. Sure. So, that would last until I got enough money together and got enough courage to muster up enough courage to go at it again. And then I'd start freelancing and that would last, 6 or 7 months and until I hit a dry spell and then I'd quit and go back and get another job and got another job as an art director at the University of Miami. And then, I think we all have this kind of history where we all start and stop. And for me, it was, looking back on it now, it was more of a level of commitment. Instead of when things went wrong or things went badly, instead of giving up, looking at what needed to be done that I wasn't doing to continue on that path. Okay. And it's exactly what we're talking about. There were uncomfortable things that I didn't like doing, so I didn't do them. And then at that point, it was easier just to go take a 9-to-5 job. But, at some point, it just got more painful to have to go to a 9-to-5 job than to do what was needed in my freelance. And when I hit that wall is when I had the breakthrough, because when it got slow, it was much more painful to go look for another job than it was to go ahead and hit the pavement and find my own gigs. And then finally I was able to make a go of it. And it had to do with the level of commitment, what was driving me to make that commitment.
Okay. So let's talk about it for a second. How did you recognize what was wrong? Because I think a lot of people, that's their stumbling block. It's easy for us to see it in other people. How did you recognize what was
wrong? I don't know that I recognized it. I just hated that whole scene. I just hated that whole 9-to-5 and having to work for someone else. And I just got to the point where it was just literally more painful for me to have to go and look for another job than it was to go ahead and really do the things that I needed to do and get more organized.
So how does that translate to our listeners? We want to give these people something to feed on. What do you do now? Okay, so you're in your business. You're complaining that you're not getting enough business. Now what?
To recognize that you don't have to wait until you're pressed up against a corner and you're frustrated and sick of the way things are going in order to make the improvements. It's a really hard place to be when you have this desire to want to do something, but you're not willing to do the things that are necessary. It's a painful place to exist in because you're not getting the results and you're kind of just teasing yourself. Get the information that's necessary, whatever it is that you need, whether it be information, resources, whatever. Personal work on yourself. If you're afraid to talk to people, get used to talking to people. Start going to networking events. You join a Toastmasters group. Tackle the things that are holding you back.
Okay, so let's put out a challenge. Okay, so our challenge is going to be on the website, put down whatever it is that seems to be holding you back, and then we're going to, and I think, Carlos, maybe you and I can put something up there too, and we're going to say, okay, here's what's holding us back. Here's what we know we have to address, and then I want you guys to follow up and say, I address this by doing this. Okay, so for me, it's maybe getting out of the office a little bit more and getting out and meeting more people. So I'm going to say, I'm going to actually leave my office, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to meet some new people. Okay. So that's my challenge. So how am I going to do it? So you guys can hold me accountable to it. I'll put it down on the site. I'm going to say my challenge is getting out and meeting more people.
Yeah. And, you know, and be specific, as specific as you can. You know, so if you're going to go networking, you know, say, okay, I'm going to identify 3 networking, events or clubs or whatever that I can, that'll fit my needs. And I'm going to start going to one, you know, one per month for the next 4 months or something.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's my challenge right now. And I want you guys to step up to the plate, list your challenge, and then tell us how you're going to address it, and then follow up with us and show us how you addressed it. I think, this is going to be one of those kind of things that if you commit to it and you put it down in writing, then you will hold yourself to it. It's not going to be one of those things like you're super comfortable with. I'm going to commit to adding a new piece to my portfolio. That's crap. Let's do something that's a little more scary than that, okay? You got to get out and actually do something that's going to make a difference to your business.
Identify the things, you know, maybe 3 or 4 things that you know you should be doing that you're not doing, whether it be marketing, calling people, whatever, and do those things and put it in the comments section. I know that, Bob, you know this. I mean, it was a big fear of mine to put these kind of audios
I remember
and videos.
You were always horrified that I was leaving all this stuff in. I was just like, just let it run, Carlos. It's okay.
Well, the thing is that Drawn by Success was a big thing for me because I was nervous about putting myself out there. In this regard, even though I was helping a lot of people through the years. So it was quite nerve-wracking for me, but it was something that I felt really, really driven to do. And basically the drive to be able to do it and to help other artists really achieve the kind of success they want through their art overpowered the fear I had or whatever mental blocks I had about putting my stuff out there. You know, so it's just a process. I mean, but you need courage and you need commitment to make your business work. I guess that's the bottom line I want to get across in the show.
What's your challenge?
Mine is to get on a more regular schedule of writing stuff for this site.
Okay.
Part of that, as you know, is, you know, I will labor over stuff and then I won't post stuff because I don't think it's good enough or whatever. And, you know, and then, you know, if I say to myself, well, I'll just make I'll just take this one snippet of an idea and put it up real quick. And, you know, that should be helpful for somebody. And then I look at it and I say, well, that's not nearly enough. It should be more. And then by the time all is said and done, I'm writing like a 5-page pamphlet and, you know, it turns into this big ordeal. That for me is a form of procrastination.
Okay, so here's my challenge to you. It's going to be Carlos's tip of the week, and it can't be more than one paragraph long. What do you think of that?
I can do that.
That's going to be great. Okay, so I'm going to get out of the office, and you're going to write a weekly one-paragraph post for the website.
Sounds good.
That's cool. Okay, so let's wrap this one up, and we'll get back into some of this stuff a little deeper on the next episode.
Absolutely. Okay, till next time. Thanks, Bob. Yeah.
Okay, take care, Carlos.
All right, buddy. No, we don't need the audio track anymore. We got you.
I'm excited. I can't wait to get out. It's a big scary world out there.